Good morning. I'd like to talk about two innovations we've had at the University of Minnesota in plant breeding education. The first is breeding games, and the second is a new course called Professional Skills for Plant Scientists. Breeding games was used first in an activity in St. Paul, but more recently in Umeå, Sweden, and then in the last month in Paris. Gamification refers to the use of games for educational purposes. Learning through games is actually a lot of fun. And if you think about it, pilots have their flight simulators, but breeders have not had games or simulators that would teach them about plant breeding. And so breeding games is an attempt at that. The objective in breeding games is to develop a barley cultivar that meets a specific product profile. There are three traits: yield, protein, and fusarium head blight resistance that are important in breeding games. The objective is to come up with a barley cultivar that has a range of protein between 11 and 13%, fusarium head blight less than 5%, and as high a yield as possible, given that those two criteria have been met. To do that, the players or the team would have to choose from a group of 15 simulated barley cultivars that differ in their yield, in their protein, and their fusarium head blight severity. You would notice, for example, that for fusarium head blight, only two of those 15 parents are below the threshold of the target of 5%. There also is a major QTL segregating for fusarium head blight, which reduces fusarium by 5 to 6 percentage points. The traits differ in their genetics. Yield, fusarium head blight has the lowest heritability. Protein concentration has the highest heritability. There's a predictive model based on genome-wide predictions. The predictions are most effective for protein and least effective for fusarium head blight. As I mentioned, there's a major QTL for fusarium. The number of QTL is unknown to the users because breeders typically do not know the number of QTL involved for each trait. And then there are genetic correlations among the traits. Yield is negatively correlated with protein, as we expect, and it also is positively correlated with fusarium head blight. These parameters were designed by I consulted with our barley breeder, Kevin Smith, and told him, how do these traits look like in terms of their inheritance? So the breeding game starts out with the team basically indicating which crosses need to be made. So the team would then create a CSV file that indicates parent one, parent two, and the number of progeny in each of these cross. There's a limit of 2,000 progeny each cross, and the team can make as many crosses as the team wants. After that, the process proceeds as it would in a breeding program. F2 plants are created. After F2 plants are created, screening can be done for the major QTL for fusarium, or genome-wide predictions can be performed, or the team could decide to create homozygous lines right away. Once homozygous lines are created, if screening for the QTL has not been done, the team might decide to screen there, could decide to do genome-wide predictions, or could do phenotyping for the traits, either yield or protein, or just for fusarium, or for all three traits. And there's a limit of 3 years of phenotyping that can be done within the game. At the end, the team has to decide which cultivar to release, and then the team is told whether the team was successful or not in meeting those objectives. So again, the goal here is to simulate a breeding program from choosing the parents to cross, the number of progeny, how to use markers in selection, the extent of phenotyping, and then releasing a variety in the end. All of this has to be done within a fixed budget. There's a budget of $250,000 that can be allocated any way that the team decides. The team is flagged if the budget is exceeded. And then there are per unit costs for creating a population, for screening for fusarium head blight, creating homozygous lines, and so on. And again, these were done in consultation with our barley breeder, Kevin Smith, so that these parameters are realistic. The team works with CSV files throughout the process, and the CSV files indicate the results either of genome-wide predictions or the results of phenotyping. So in the CSV file, it shows the line identification number in column 1, indicates the parents of the two of each line in columns B and C, and then yield protein Fusarium head blight. It indicates the year of testing, year 1, year 2. It indicates the number of locations used, and it gives the least significant difference for during phenotyping to give an idea of the precision in that trial. The breeding team then needs to work with this file, delete those rows which the team does not want to keep anymore, essentially culling or just selecting which ones to keep for further evaluation. Could create an index, could create means across different years and so forth, like a breeder would typically do in a program. It's a console-driven program. The console looks like this. It starts by creating F2 lines. It tells you the remaining balance, and then it prompts the user for the tasks that would happen next. And then towards the end, it prompts task 99 is to release a selected inbred as a cultivar. You enter the line ID number, and then it tells you whether you were successful or not. So in this case, the product profile was met for protein, but not for Fusarium head blight, and therefore the team can try again as many times as needed. We did this in a competition that was prior to the DuPont Plant Sciences Symposium in St. Paul last March. There were about 75 to 80 people who we divided into teams that worked together. Again, the objective was to meet the product profile and to beat the other teams that met the product profile. And so this was the leaderboard that was projected on the screen. Organized the teams according to names of US presidents. And you see that the successful teams initial had a yield of 95 bushels per acre. And it was nice to see the progress in the yield of the different breeding teams as the competition went on. The winners of the competition were given nice prizes. First, second, third place teams had to choose among tablets or Amazon Echo units or Bluetooth speakers. So we tried to make it worth their while. The main lesson, I think, here was regression or shrinkage towards the mean, meaning that we know as plant breeders P equals G plus E. Let's say that this is Fusarium head blight, and that the genotypic values, none of them meet the threshold of 0 to 5%, but of course we don't know that when we're playing the game. But because of noise, the G component has a noise component added, and so let's say we have noise of negative 2 or plus 1, minus 3, plus 4, what we get is the phenotypic value, and so the 6% minus 2 becomes a 4%. But when you select those that meet the threshold of 4 to 5%, basically what happens is we select those values that noise makes them look better than they actually are. And so that is why in that screen I showed, it said try again, you weren't successful in meeting your goal. This software is available at my webpage, bernardogroup.org, and you could download it under the Books and Software tab. If you want to do it before lunch today, we can play a short game and we'll see who wins. Second that I'd like to talk about is a new course.
Gates Foundation will buy beer for the winner.
All right. Second course is a course that we previewed. I developed in spring 2017 called Professional Skills for Plant Scientists. This was the goal was to address what alumni of our graduate program said was stuff I wish I learned in graduate school, but I had to learn the hard way in company X. And so the goal in this course was to begin to increase graduate student awareness and develop fundamental skills in leading people and in managing money, time, operations, and projects. These were some of the topics that we covered in the course, things to do with career, life cycle of a scientist, careers in industry, academe versus nonprofit. We had mock job interviews and went over resumes. We talked a little bit about work-life balance. A very interesting exercise we did was the StrengthsFinders assessment for the different students so that students can know themselves better, know how why their advisor or boss works in a certain way in different kinds of scenarios. We talked a little bit about hiring, evaluating, transitioning. managing conflict was a topic that we talked about at length, talked about building teams, and in the end we talked about different generational differences, especially with the millennium generation. We talked about programs and projects, resources, capacity, how to read and interpret a basic financial statement, budgeting. We talked about Gantt charts. We talked about a little bit about intellectual property, and then different aspects of communication, either in the academic setting or even settings of how to write a good email. We talked about effective presentations and how to have effective meetings. We did some team building exercises. The teams were asked to build a tent with a leader in a with a leader without a blindfold, but the team leaders with blindfolds, and the team leader had to instruct the team, the blindfolded team members, essentially to pitch a tent within a specific time frame. And there was nice discussion as to regarding team dynamics in that sort of exercise. So overall, I think, as we've heard this morning, in plant improvement, in plant breeding and genetics, I think there are new expectations that require new approaches in our pedagogical efforts, in our training efforts, and these are just two attempts towards that. Thank you so much for your attention.